you ready?
I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement. I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I got
Yo, welcome back to another Yarns. This week it is gonna be huge, epic, massive. Got a whole bunch of questions run by you guys, whole bunch of updates. Stay tuned, this one's gonna be sick. G'day guys, welcome back to another Yarns. Hope you liked that intro. I did get a comment saying what's happened to the amped up intro, so I thought I'd do something different. And yeah, just thought I'd drive my tractor here today, my old John Deere tractor, drive it in and film on this. So anyway, this week, as you can see, no co-host, Mud Bond and Beers is unfortunately busy, and I'm on an absolutely tight time frame to get the car and caravan all finished off for Cape York. Stay tuned to Off Track 4x4 to see all the changes that's happening. The cruiser's getting full-on makeover, absolute massive makeover. We sort of decided when we hit Southeast Queensland, as you guys know, we sold the house, so we had a bit of money from that. And we decided, yeah, we didn't know how many longer trips I had in me, as this could go either way. We're sort of not too sure how this longer trip's going to go for my brain. So we figured, let's go all out, make the car super comfortable, redo the tray and canopy, seats are all being done, door card, center console, new suspension. We've gone mental on doing it up. So stay tuned to Off Track 4x4. I will be dropping a video there, doing a full walkthrough of all the different stuff that's happened to the car. So that's next Friday. So this will go out literally tomorrow. I'm editing and putting it up for tomorrow. And then the following week on Friday, we set off to Cape York. So all coming along really quickly. I just wanted to jump on here and do an update video, as I don't like leaving you guys in the lurch. And I wanted to fill in last week why the video went up on a Sunday rather than a Wednesday. So as you know, Mud Mods and Beers came on and took over the editing, which is really nice of him to actually sponsor the channel and start doing that stuff. There's obviously going to be some teething problems there. Those that follow Off Track 4x4 would have seen that I got Starlink Mini, and it was an epic fail for me. So unfortunately, the video that I was trying to upload was Yarns, and it ended up taking 2.5 days to get that uploaded. So hence that put us behind, which sort of I ended up having to pick a new day to put it on, and I just went, oh, let's see what happens on a Sunday. So I took it on, put it up on YouTube Sunday. The day will be back to Wednesday moving forward. We've basically now come up with an agreement that we're going to film Monday arvos, which should give enough time to get the videos all up and going for Wednesday. So that's the update on why that. There will be times where obviously we're both busy and can't jump on camera, but we'll try to make that as minimal as possible. And where it does happen, I'll put a video up by myself just so you guys still have something and the algorithm doesn't get annoyed that I didn't upload a video, because, yeah, really sucks to have to keep that stupid thing happy. In the background, I did mention to you guys that we're looking at building a website, and that is High Country Detailing. So he's looking at building a new sort of YouTube platform just around adventure. So fishing, four-wheel driving, caravan camping, that adventure sort of stuff. It'll be its own channel where people will be able to come up and upload their videos. So we're going to start talking to people soon and see if anybody wants to put their footage on that before we roll it out. I've had a sneak peek at it and it's looking pretty cool. I'll see if Peter's happy for me to put some overlays up showing you what he's up to so far. It is, yeah, coming along looking really Mickey Mouse. So that's really cool. I want to touch on the charity of the month. So what will this be, the third week? Unfortunately, we've still only had the one donation through PayPal of, I think it was like $18 or something. So we're relying purely on the ad revenue from YouTube at the moment. If you want to donate to Alzheimer's Australia, please either scan the QR codes, which will take you to either the website or to PayPal, or there's a link in the description to take you to the website or PayPal as well, and donate some money to go to a really good cause. I'll keep donating all of the ad revenue that comes from each video. So if you don't have any money to donate, all you got to simply do is like the video and chuck in a comment, and that will help the video get bigger and obviously generate more money for Alzheimer's Australia. While we're talking about the charities, I don't want you guys to get too scared and think, oh my God, he's buying all this stuff. Is he using the money for Ronald McDonald House? Unfortunately, I've been a lot busier than I thought I would be since getting down here. We've been house-sitting for Mum and Dad. We've been house-sitting for Ash's mum, looking after the four horses that are here and four dogs. So yeah, we've been quite busy while also trying to do YouTube, starting a new co-host on the channel, all that sort of stuff, plus also getting into the final weeks of going to the Cape. So I'd love to get your feedback. I can either in the next yarns just do a credit card payment for it, or would you be happy to wait? There possibly may be, we may have Tuesday, Wednesday free where we may be able to go to Ronald McDonald House and actually film giving them the money and get a walkthrough. But that's only a maybe. Would you guys rather see the money go through now, or are you happy waiting till I get back from Cape York and then me organising with Ronald McDonald House to actually go for a walkthrough film and have a chat to them, see where the money goes that you guys raised? Let me know. This channel is as much yours as it is mine, so I don't think I should be the one making these decisions on big stuff like this. So please, I'd love for you guys to comment below and actually let me know, would you rather hang out waiting for that video, or would you rather just see the money go to them now? Yeah, because I would rather film the video, but you guys may say, nah, give the charity the money now. So it's your channel, you guys decide. I don't think there's any more updates other than that, so please keep commenting your most embarrassing stories, camping stories below, so that I can call them out. Well, it won't be me reading them out, so that we can read them out on next week's yarn. So next week we'll be back to the two of us filming and we'll be running through all the proper stuff. And I should that week have it going up as an actual podcast as well. So if you sit in your car in traffic, you'll be able to listen to us on your most on your favorite podcast platform. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else. It's getting dark. I'm getting demolished by mosquitoes. So I'm going to get out of here. See you later, guys. Jesus, this is smoother than the Cruiser. This is way more smooth and quieter than the Cruiser. See you guys. Like, comment, subscribe.